Hitler would betray his own background as a continental European statesman. We've already seen in Hitler's thinking about foreign policy that he saw Germany's future, Germany's proper role as to be the hegemonic power, the dominant power of a grand empire in continental Europe. He did not really think in global terms, and he did not even think strategic terms beyond the continent of Europe. And consistently in 1942, he would fail to understand, fail to appreciate the strategic significance, potential significance for Germany of the Middle East. As a consequence, Erwin Rommel, the extremely popular German commander of the Africa Corps, would conduct very successful military operations, largely against the British in North Africa, but he would do it on a shoestring with very little support from Germany, from Hitler. The real war continued for Hitler to be the war against the Soviet Union and this new offensive in the summer of 1942. However, as summer turned to fall, 1942, major shifts would be underway. Shifts in both the Pacific and in the European theater of operations. In November of 1942, the Western Allies launched Operation Torch, the invasion of French North Africa. That invasion would mark the beginning of a Western Allied offensive against the Germans, really for the first time. It would be terrifically successful, moving from Morocco across North Africa to finally link up with British forces under General Montgomery coming out of Egypt. The Germans would be defeated in the course of 1942 in North Africa. And that defeat in North Africa would have a lot of implications for European politics. For one thing, in France, the Vichy government, the collaborationist government established after the armistice with Germany in 1940, now found itself under siege by resistance forces in France itself. The invasion of North Africa in 1942 by British and American forces would lead the Germans to seize all of France. There had been a portion of unoccupied France under Vichy up until November of 42. Now Germans' troops overran all of the rest of France to occupy it. With that occupation of southern France, a French resistance movement, which had certainly begun beforehand, would now really begin to take root, to expand. There was also, for French resistance forces, the real prospect that the Germans might not be invincible, that they could be overthrown. The invasion of North Africa, the German move into the south of France, together would be a major boost, to give a major boost to resistance forces there. The successful campaign in North Africa in November, December of 1942 would lead to an Allied invasion of Sicily, leaping across from North Africa to attack German and Italian positions in Sicily. Success there under Generals Montgomery and Patton would also lead to an Allied decision to go across the Straits of Messina to attack Italy proper. That decision was a controversial one within the Allied camp. Churchill was very much in favor, the British very much in favor of what they called a Mediterranean strategy, to press the Germans from the Mediterranean around the periphery of this great German continental empire. The Americans were far more interested in a direct attack across the English Channel to drive into northwestern Europe, into France, across the Low Countries, into the Ruhr Valley in Germany, and then on to Berlin. The British position seemed to be too roundabout, too wary of an attack directly against the Wehrmacht in Germany. And it also smacked to the Americans of the British being interested in maintaining their colonial position in the Mediterranean rather than inflicting an immediate defeat upon the Germans. Churchill carried the day. The British position carried the day, and the Allies invaded Sicily and then Italy in early 1943 rather than making immediate preparations for a cross-channel invasion in 1943.